It was good to get our first win. It was a good team win, in my opinion. You know, we had 30 assists. That makes me happy. We were our high assist team last year, and our ball movement has not been that great to this point in the season. I thought today it came through, and that's the way we want to move the ball. You know, what we didn't do against Loyola, we did today versus pressure. Got out to a good start attacking pressure to the point where, you know, they made a decision to take their pressure off for a while. But we attacked pressure to score, and we did a real good job with that.
Coach, this team looked just feisty enough that if you had slipped up in the first half with a couple of junctions, you could have had a real problem tonight.
Yeah, they gave USC some problems at home before, you know, losing that game. But, you know, it wasn't a blowout for much of the game. They play hard. They don't look at the scoreboard. They execute their offense and play hard on defense for 40 minutes. And they're very young, just like us. I think they'll go on and, you know, they'll be a good team in time. I mean, they have a lot of freshmen on their team, just like we do. It takes young players time to adjust the college game.
See some more of the shots going tonight, especially from outside.
Yeah, we had some good looks. I mean, Tyler can shoot the ball. I think you see with a lot of freshmen that they struggle with their shooting percentage early. The speed of the game is so much is so much quicker at the college level and high school level, and it takes time to make that adjustment. But one thing he'll do is he'll get shots up. Some guys can't get shots up. He gets good shots up. So, you know, I never doubt him. He just got to keep on taking shots.
Coach, last week again at Loyola, you were talking about how indecision was really a factor in having, you know, failing to build up confidence. How important was this game? And it looked like players were coming with a lot of confidence. I'm sure you can speak to that, Tyler. How big of a step is this in kind of, you know, learning process?
It's a huge step, and again, it started, it was a lot of indecision versus Loyola with the same exact press. And today, we were much more aggressive, looking up the floor, knowing where our pressure releases were, and then attacking to score. And once we had success a few times, I think it built some confidence to keep on attacking. I mean, Harrison had 12 assists today and 2 turnovers, and a lot of those he did a great job on the break versus pressure and just off of defensive stops and getting out. And we really ran our lanes a lot harder today than we have previously.
Tyler, you guys have some really tough games coming up. How important is it for a young team to have success now and try to build?
I think it's really important, especially the first few games. I was pretty nervous going in and kind of struggled. And then the last game, you know, we lost, but I felt a little more comfortable. And this game was just good to get a win. And the whole team, I felt comfortable in playing with each other. And I think the familiarity of the team playing with the younger players, and just the more we practice and the more we play together, we're just going to start becoming more of a tighter-knit group. And the cohesiveness will just keep building. So, you know, going into now the tougher part of our schedule, I think it's really important that we're starting to come closer together. And hopefully, you know, we could, you know, keep that going throughout the season.
Tyler, you got a few early baskets. Did you make a conscious effort, or did those shots just kind of come to you?
They really just came, especially with Harrison. You know, he really can kind of find you on the floor. He makes plays, so it makes it pretty easy. But I just wanted to make sure, you know, try to get out, you know, get out really pressure. That was my focus there. I felt like if I could just pressure defensively, then hopefully it would lead to some easy baskets, and which in turn it did. So I was happy that they fell.
Harrison, you talk about passing game tonight. It seemed to click pretty well. 12 assists for you and 30 for the team.
Excuse me?
Can you talk about the team passing the ball around well tonight? It seemed to click pretty well.
Oh, yeah, it did. A transition always starts with defense. You know, when we play good defense, we're able to get rebounds, get out and push it. And when the wings run and wings finish, you know, it makes everything easier to me. You know, I have Tyler on the wing who can hit shots. I have Brian, who's a great finisher. You know, it makes my job easier. I just got to push it up and find them. So it really clicked well tonight. That's the style we want to play all year, and that was a step in the right direction.
What was it like to get your first win on the collegiate level?
Oh, it felt good. You know, it felt like it was a monkey on our back. We didn't win any scrimmages. We haven't won 3 straight games. And so the mood in the locker room has been real morose over the past month. So we were able to step it up and get a win. So now we'll have happy faces going back to the dorm tonight.
Coach Harrison,
You had 12 assists. You're only one of 8 people in the program to ever do that. A, what does that mean to you? And B, it looked like in the beginning of the game you put up a few shots, and then coach told you to start passing the ball. Was there like a change of mentality at that moment?
Yeah, coach was on me. I hit the first three, then I missed the next two, and he sent me out. And I realized, let me get back to running the team and getting things going. So yeah, it felt good to get 12 assists, just to get my game back on track. Cause I kind of felt like, I don't know if you've seen that Reggie Bush Impossible It's Nothing commercial, where just the monkey's been on my back, haven't been playing well, and tonight was a good night to get things started.
Did you feel a lot more comfortable tonight?
Oh yes, I felt way more comfortable tonight. So yeah, I feel good right now.
I think it was a matter of playing with teammates, playing at home. What do you think contributed to that experience?
I just think patience. Just patience. After us losing the first three games, not going well for the team and not going well for me individually, I just want to have patience. Just let the game come to me. And I think I knew eventually would click in where I'd have a good game. And tonight was the night. So just patience was a big thing for me.
You started at 10 different players to play this season. Are you still searching for the right mix, and what did tonight show you in that aspect?
Well, I think every day we play, we get some kind of answers. I mean, Mike Ketch had a terrific game tonight. Brendan Votel gave us some good minutes. Jack Eggleston continues to play well and grow as a player, as a freshman. I mean, he's been very impressive. And, Andreas Schreiber is, he's still green, but, he's improved his strength, he's improved his conditioning, and he plays very hard out there. And he has talent, so it's just a matter of game experience for him, and we're going to struggle through some more tough times. But he's grown as a player, and we just have to find a way, and he has to find a way to be able to defend without fouling and stay on the floor. He's a battler. I'll tell you what, he plays very hard and he rebounds the ball. So I'm pleased with his progress. It's it's a year that we're just going to have patience. These guys have to play hard. We have to play very hard. And if we can do that through our struggles, I think we'll get better. And I think we have played hard. It's just that when you're trying to find yourself and you're struggling with your own game, it's difficult to play with a lot of intensity. You're out there trying, but today we played a little freer. And again, it was a step in the right direction. We have our offense opened up. We have to continue to improve on the defensive end. Though.
Yeah, some pretty good passing point guards with various teams and coaches. What does it mean to be a freshman with 12 assists tonight?
Well, Harrison is very good running fast break. We have not been able to get out and run in our previous three games like we did tonight. If we can play at this pace and we can get out on the open floor, you'll see more of the same. And he does a very good job on the break. He's got a good pull-up jump shot. He's got a – these guys, young guys have to learn decision-making at the end of the game. Now, we weren't cognizant of time and score a couple times at the end. But besides that, I mean, he made good decisions.
Coach, one more question.
Coach,
better be good.
Coach, obviously you guys made a lot of shots tonight, but was the ball moving a lot better than that?
Well, anytime you have, 16, 18 assists, never mind 30 assists, that just doesn't happen by accident. I thought early in the game, in the half court, our ball movement was a little bit slow, and that's what I was getting on Harrison for in our big guys at the top of the key. It was just a little bit too slow. We picked up our ball movement in the half court, and we were very good in transition with our ball movement. So, but I mean, I love teams that share the ball with each other, and good teams or my teams that I've coached that have been good teams have had good distribution offensively, and they've been high assist teams. So hopefully this is a step in the right direction with our ball movement.
All right.